This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. With apologies to REM, this today from the Marketplace desk of the end of the world as we know it, and it's definitely not fine. The latest United Nations climate change report says that if we don't do some really tough and really expensive things over the next 15 years, the costs of climate change will likely spiral out of control. Scientists have been telling us we have to do these things for decades now, and yet we are still holding back. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has more on the behavioral economics of a warming planet.
On an individual level, it turns out there are lots of things holding us back. Robert Gifford is a psychologist at the University of Victoria. He's identified what he calls the dragons of inaction on climate change. So far, he says he's counted more than 30. Here's one from his top 10.
Lack of perceived behavioral control, which in plain English is, what can I do about it? I'm only one person out of 7.5 billion people.
Another one is fatalism.
If people think the game is already over, then why should I do anything?
Anthony Leisowitz runs the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication.
I call this the policy problem from hell, because you almost couldn't design a problem that in some ways is a worse fit with our underlying psychology as well as our institutional decision-making.
Psychologically, he says it doesn't help that carbon dioxide itself is invisible, hard to fight what you can't see. And even if you know climate change is real, it often seems too far away to focus on.
Many people still think it's distant in time, that the impacts won't be felt for a generation or more, and distant in space, that this is about polar bears.
And then, as Leisowitz notes, there are those institutional structures. David Victor is the author of Global Warming Gridlock. He put together the introductory chapter of that new UN report.
What makes this even harder is that countries need to coordinate. No big emitter is going to control its emissions aggressively and bear that cost unless it sees other major emitters in the world doing something similar.
The UN climate report outlines steps to hold global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. Victor says he expects the world to blow past that target. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.